It's not just the D.M. Rutherford Family Conservatory that is falling apart at the University of Guelph, as a new report says more than half the buildings on campus are in poor to critical condition. Of the university's 166 buildings, 32 are considered to be in poor condition, 87 in critical condition, many of which are considered historically significant, and 8 in crisis condition, including the conservatory. Provincially, the condition of the campus overall is ranked as poor. Maintenance, repairs, and replacement funding typically sits around $20 million a year. Just to maintain current conditions over the next 10 years would require an additional $79 million annually. To return the campus to good condition in that same time frame, nearly $119 million would be required annually. But there is already a significant backlog of almost $430 million for major maintenance, repairs and replacements that were not accomplished when required, have not yet been funded or otherwise have been deferred. It's expected to exceed $1 billion over the next decade, given little to no capital renewal and major maintenance, CRM, funding. Appreciating the current fiscal challenges faced by the university, a detailed review of the proposed projects was undertaken, with only those identified as having the highest priority being recommended for advancement at this time, reads the report, to be presented to the Board of Governors next week. The historic level of investment is inadequate to prevent further decline of campus facilities. However, through strategic investment whereby buildings are fully renewed, modernized, and expanded, small gains can be made in improving the campus condition. That includes the planned removal of the D.M. Rutherford Conservatory and the OVC Main Animal Holding Building, as well as planned renovations for the J.D. McLachlan and Day Hall. Combined, these projects remove a total of roughly $24 million in deferred capital renewal and major maintenance requirements. The main metric to determine renewal and maintenance requirements for buildings is the Facility Condition Index, the ratio of the cost of existing deficiencies to the cost of replacement. The lower the percentage, the more cost-effective it is to repair rather than to replace. The ideal campus-wide target is 10%. The FCI categories are as follows. Good condition, 0% to 10%. Fair condition, 10% to 15%. Poor condition, 15% to 30%. Critical condition, 30% to 60%. Crisis condition, 60% and up. Heritage designated Massey Hall, the President's House, and Alumni House are listed as being in poor and critical condition. A number of buildings in critical condition are also considered historically significant, including the Bullring Pub, Johnston Hall, Raithby House, J.D. McLachlan Building, to be renovated, and War Memorial Hall, among others. War Memorial Hall currently sits at 59%, on the brink of crisis. Buildings are regularly assessed to determine the condition and functionality of the buildings and infrastructure by considering age, design, physical state, and emerging design standards to identify deficiencies, cost to repair, and urgency of repair. The 2025-2026 capital renewal plan identified up to $75 million in higher priority projects, but since the funding is significantly backlogged, it will have to be deferred for at least another year. Further, the 2026 capital plan recommended $79 million a year in funding, but given the fiscal challenges faced by the university, a detailed review of the proposed projects was undertaken, with only those identified as having the highest priority being recommended for advancement at this time. The full list of building conditions can be viewed in the report, which has included the Board of Governors agenda for the January 22 meeting.